Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
All right, welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast. I am back. This is the Where Has Hank Been Podcast. Oh, my goodness gracious. Do I have some stories to tell? All right, where have I been? Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, first off, thank you so much to the great predictor Steve Johnson and for Minnesota Tim Parachka for sitting in for me and producing some podcasts along the way so the loyal Hank Haney listeners could enjoy some takes on golf. I'm sure they were scintillating from those two. And anyway, I am back. And where have I been? Okay. Wow, this is a long story. I have been out with COVID. Okay, that was the number one issue. I had the COVID, and I was vaccinated. Vaccinated. Matter of fact, if you listen to the podcast, you heard me tell the story about how the vaccine came out, and I wanted to get vaccinated because, you know, I just turned 66, so I'm in the high risk category. Although I don't have any other health issues. But anyway, I wanted to get vaccinated, and so, you know, there's all this talk about the vaccine and, you know, political, and people don't want to get vaccinated. People want to get vaccinated. People, you know, are scared to get vaccinated. Okay, I am not scared to get vaccinated. So I got vaccinated. Now, my wife, Suzanne, did not get vaccinated, and she got the COVID too. Okay. Now, Suzanne can be a little hypochondriac. So she thinks that something's going to happen to her, which it could because she's got friends. Matter of fact, we had a friend of a friend who died 2 days after the vaccine. We have another good friend of my wife's who was healthy as anything, had COVID, then got the vaccine. After the vaccine, she's got like serious heart problems. She's going to have a pacemaker. So anyway, my wife is scared to death of the vaccine. And I don't blame her. I mean, I tell her, you know, listen, you're going to be scared of the COVID or you're going to be scared of the vaccine. So you decide what you want to do. I don't push her. Okay. But I got the vaccine. I got the vaccine. Anyway, I got the COVID. I got the COVID from Suzanne. Suzanne got the COVID. I had the vaccine. First off, the vaccine does not keep you from getting COVID. This is the thing that's amazing. I'm going to talk about that later. But anyway. The vaccine does not keep you from getting COVID. It just doesn't, okay? What it hopes to do is make it not so severe when you do get the COVID, and maybe you don't have to go to the hospital, and hopefully you don't get on the, you know, ventilator and the whole thing, which, you know, I had the COVID, and it, for me, it wasn't great, but it wasn't that bad. It wasn't nearly as bad as my wife's. I got the COVID vaccine. Back to that story, okay, for a second. Back to that story. When that first came out, I tried to get on. Suzanne said, just go and tell them, you know, tell them your wife made the appointment. I talked about this in one of my podcasts. Tell me, she goes, tell them your wife made the appointment. Go up, go down there. I go down to the you know, St. Louis Cardinals or the Phoenix Cardinals Stadium, and I go down there and I wait in line for like an hour and a half. I tell the guy, my wife made the appointment. You know, this is my wife told me. Anyway, I waited in line and I didn't get the vaccine. And then like a month and a half later, I got the vaccine. Went there in like the middle of the night, got the vaccine. No side effects whatsoever. Nothing. I mean, my arm didn't even hurt. Nothing. I didn't get tired. I didn't get a temperature. I didn't get a sore throat. I didn't get lose your taste. I didn't get a sore arm. I got nothing. So I get the vaccine. I'm feeling okay. This is great. You know, I'm good to go. You know, because I thought, you know, I think like a lot of people, I thought, okay, you get the vaccine and you're good. You're good. Everything's fine. You got no problems. You got no issues. Well, that was when the vaccine first came out, you know. And, you know, you listen to this Dr. Fauci guy, which is this guy's an absolute tool. Has this guy changed his mind enough on this stuff? My goodness gracious. I mean, how does this guy have a job is what I don't understand. But anyway, yeah, I got the vaccine. I thought it was good to go. Everybody thought they were good to go get the vaccine. That's what a vaccine is, isn't it? It vaccinates you from something. This vaccine doesn't vaccinate you from anything. It's a make it not so bad when you get a vaccine. It doesn't keep you from getting COVID. So I get the vaccine. I think I'm good. But then I realize I'm not good because I hear everybody talking, and I realize, you're probably going to get it. But then I never think I'm going to get it. I don't think I'm going to get sick. Frankly, I don't ever get sick, so I don't think I'm going to get sick. I mean, maybe I get a cold once or twice a year at the most. I've only had like one cold in the last 2 years, so I don't get sick. So I thought I'm going to get the vaccine. I'm going to be fine. It's not going to be a problem, and I'm not going to get COVID because I got the vaccine. Nope. She doesn't get the vaccine, but she gets COVID. And she tests, you know, she is paranoid, absolutely paranoid that she is going to get COVID. Okay, paranoid. All right, so she, is around a friend, okay, and the friend gets COVID. And Suzanne thinks she's going to get COVID because she's around the friend. The friend gets COVID. The friend's husband gets COVID. The friend's son doesn't get COVID. One of Henry's friends doesn't get COVID. And Suzanne's testing. And, you know, of course, she thinks she has a little sore throat. She thinks she has a little headache. She thinks, she thinks she's maybe got a temperature, but she doesn't. And she thinks she's going to get, she's got COVID, but she doesn't get it. She doesn't get it. Okay. That was the first time. All right. Then she's around another friend. By the way, back to that. And she's so paranoid she's going to get this. I said, Suzanne, oh my gosh, you can't be this paranoid about the vaccine and this paranoid about COVID. I mean, you got to pick, you know, one or the other to be paranoid about. I mean, and then she's like, oh, if I don't get it, maybe I'll get the vaccine. And I'm like, oh boy. So anyway, she doesn't get the vaccine. And she, you know, she is worried. I said, go get those test kits. They got those test kits at CVS. I said, go to get a test kit. I said, they're $15. You get two tests in a kit. And I said, what you need to do is test yourself every hour. Buy, 50 test kits. It'll cost you $750. No big deal. Get 1,500 tests. You can test yourself every hour, every day, and make sure you don't have COVID. As if you're going to be this paranoid about this. Anyway, she didn't. She went. She bought a couple, but she didn't. She didn't take my advice. I said, just test yourself all the time, and then you'll be all right. I mean, you know what? That test is not fun, though. I did that test. Oh man, you got to stick that thing way up your nose. You're twisting it around. I mean, your eyes are watering like there's no tomorrow. After that, you're sneezing for 10 minutes. It's not a fun test. There's no. What everybody says about that is true. But anyway, Suzanne doesn't get the COVID from the friend. But then there's another friend. Okay, so I got to continue with the story after we take a little break. Let me tell everybody to go to HaneyUniversity.com. Now, I have my big list, sending out video tips, and we got that, we're redoing that and re-rolling it, and I'm actually filming some more stuff in the coming week, so there's going to be some really good things coming there, because I am full back in teaching mode, and I am going to be recording a bunch of stuff. But you can go to HaneyUniversity.com. You can sign up for my email list. You can also find some great deals on there and some great golf products, training aids, teaching aids, practice aids, all the above, and some other great products as well. So HaneyUniversity.com. And you can find out how to get a golf lesson. If you have wanted a golf lesson from Hank Haney, I am going to be back teaching. I'm finishing my studio in Scottsdale, and my whole golf area built by Celebrity Greens. It is going to be absolutely fantastic, and I am going to be back teaching golf. So all that information will be on HaneyUniversity.com in the coming days and weeks as well. So check out HaneyUniversity.com. All right, we'll be right back. I'll continue with my story here. All right, so now I'm continuing with this long story. Now, Suzanne doesn't get the COVID from the first friend, which was amazing. She was around. Suzanne's a realtor. She was showing this lady houses. They're in close quarters. She doesn't get the COVID. Couldn't believe it. I said, hey, maybe I already had the COVID. You know, who knows? Anyway, she doesn't get the COVID. And then about a month goes by, and she's with another friend. And they're playing pickleball together up in Flagstaff. They actually played in a pickleball tournament. And they go to dinner. And the next day, her friend calls her and says, I tested positive for COVID. Okay, and Suzanne, you know, now the whole thing starts over again, where she's panicking about the COVID. She's, you know, am I going to get it? Am I not going to get it? Should I get the vaccine? Should I not get the vaccine? You know, the whole thing. The whole thing starts over again. So anyway, the friend's got COVID. It's got it, not, you know, really sick, really, but not hospital. I don't think the friend was vaccinated, and she was pretty sick. Suzanne doesn't get the COVID the first couple of days, but then she gets the COVID. She gets it. And next thing you know, she's got COVID. And, you know, we're in the house together, or, you know, the whole thing. I mean, it's like, okay, you know, am I going to get the COVID? I don't think I'm going to get COVID, so I'm not worried about it. And she's got it for like a couple of days, and she's, you know, walking around the house with her mask on, which does absolutely nothing. I don't think those masks do anything. And she's got the mask on, and she's, you know, trying to be, you know, stay away from Henry so he doesn't get COVID. Now, Henry has to stay home from school because Suzanne has COVID. So she goes to school, pulls Henry out of school. As soon as she tests positive, pulls Henry out. Henry's out of school for 10 days. And then, you know, I mean, this is terrible. I mean, now I'm not saying Henry should be in school, but this is a tough thing. I mean, when you look at last year and all these kids trying to get, Henry's only 8 years old, getting all these kids an education, and they're trying to get an education, and, you know, they can't be in school. I mean, it's awful. So Henry's out of school. He's at home. I'm at home. I mean, you know, okay, now I start sleeping downstairs because I'm like, okay, I don't want to get COVID. I mean, I realize this vaccine doesn't keep it from getting COVID. Doesn't do what everybody thought it did. So I thought, okay, you know, I'll stay downstairs. Well, anyway, a couple days go by. I'm fine. No problem. And then all of a sudden I got a little runny nose. And I'm thinking, oh boy, this is, okay, I got a little runny nose, sore throat, no other symptoms, I got a little runny nose. Oh boy, okay, I better take the test. Stick the thing up my nose, you know, rub it around, 15 seconds each side, the home test, and boom, like, 5 seconds later, I got COVID. I'm positive. 3 days after Suzanne, now I'm positive. Oh boy. All right, now the bad thing is Henry's out of school for 10 days because of Suzanne, but now I test positive 3 days later, so now the 10-day clock starts all over again. 10 days all over again. Now Henry's out of school for 2 weeks because I've, now my 10-day, you know, it takes 10 days to get over this thing, typically. I mean, if you're lucky, it does. And I get the COVID. First day, just a little runny nose. I go to bed that night, I got a runny nose. You know, and I wake up at like, you know, 3 a.m. and my nose is like just bone dry. I mean, it's just like dry as can be, crusted over. I mean, like, this is the weirdest thing ever. I had a runny nose, no sore throat, but now my nose is totally dry. And now I got a headache. And it feels like I had a headache for like 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. I had probably a headache for 7 days. And I thought, this feels like you got a hangover, is what it feels like. I haven't had a drink in 38 years, but I remember what it used to feel like in the morning. And it felt like that. It felt like that. And I got like a hangover headache and no sore throat. And then this, like the second day after this, I get a temperature. I just got a little one, you know, like 99 and a half. Then I had like 100, you know, it went down though. When I took a Tylenol, no problem. Temperature went down, but super tired, incredible body aches. Oh my goodness. I mean, I can take a little, you know, body ache, but it was the most severe body aches I've ever felt. I mean, just like my back hurt just laying there. I didn't even want to move. I didn't want to move a muscle. I was hurting so bad. And then that, you know, and then it just, it takes forever. It seems like for this thing to, you know, go away, and you're just tired and you're sleeping all the time. And, you know, you got no energy. You got the, you know, run down. And Suzanne had, you know, the whole thing, you know, much worse. I mean, she's, you know, had the real bad headaches. She had the diarrhea. She had the whole thing. I mean, it was bad. But anyway, and then, you know, things started getting a little better. So, and then, you know, but that was the first thing. Okay. So this happened, this whole thing happened right when we sold our house and we bought a new house. So we're moving. And this happened right before we were supposed to move, right before we were supposed to move. Bad timing. So 14 days of this in our household. Henry never got COVID. 14 days right before we were supposed to move. And then we had the whole move thing. And that was oh my God, that's a whole nother story. I got to tell that story too. Oh my goodness gracious. Well, all right. I'm going to save that for another day. But I got more on this COVID thing. I got some thoughts on this. And I'll share those with you. Remember my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. If you haven't gotten your free sample, go to voodoopainrelief.com and get it for free. Voodoopainrelief.com for aches and pains, muscle soreness, joint pain, whatever. I mean, I got to admit, I couldn't use the Voodoo Pain Relief Cream when I had the COVID because every inch of my body was hurting. But if you just got your knees or back or whatever, you know, a couple specific areas, the Voodoo Pain Relief Cream will do miracles. So try it out. VoodooPainRelief.com. All right. So a couple thoughts on this whole COVID and the vaccine thing. I can't believe how everybody thinks, and I know not everybody thinks this, but a lot of people think this. Like I got friends that actually think this. They think, oh, you know, we're going to get the vaccine and we're going to be, you know, we're not going to get COVID. The vaccine's the you know, like I hear the you know, people in the government talk about, you know, Joe Biden. I hear him saying, oh, this is our way out of this is the vaccine. I don't understand what they're saying. I don't get it. I don't understand the whole thing. Why are they making people believe that the vaccine is the answer to this whole thing? I mean, what is it the answer to? I don't get it. Now, I had the vaccine, so I didn't get as sick. Okay, that's great. I mean, I'm very thankful for that. You know, and I'm fine now. I'm no problem. You know, a few weeks later, I'm good. And my wife is good. She didn't have the vaccine, but now you got antibodies. And I feel like with the antibodies and the vaccine, okay, I got double antibodies. I mean, I should be, you know, good to go, but who knows what happens with all these variants. But I don't understand why people think and why they spread this idea that if you have the vaccine, you're going to be good to go. Because that is not the case. Like this whole thing about the football games, you can't go to a college football game in this state or that state if you don't show your vaccine card. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. First off, I mean, what? There's going to be so many fake vaccine cards. And when I got my vaccine card, I got it at the you know, Cardinals Stadium, you know, and you know, the vaccine line, the Pfizer vaccine. They filled out my little card with a pen. Okay, just nothing, just a pen. They just put, you know, a person just scribbled an initial on it and put a date down. They didn't even my card. Doesn't even have my name on it. They handed me this card. They said, bring the card back when you come for your second shot. My card doesn't even have my name on it. I could give my card to anybody. And plus, a lot of people, what are you going to do? Supposed to carry this card around with you all the time? I mean, so people will take a picture of it. And they write down, you know, well, there's no database of numbers on cards. They don't know. Like, you could have anybody's card. You could just flash your card. That's not going to, I mean, it's crazy. But you can't go to the football game unless you got the card. Well, I'll tell you what. When the doctor came, because Suzanne had a doctor come to the house. And he gave, this guy was a natural homeo, you know, kind of a natural doctor. I call him Dr. Natural. And he came to the house and gave Suzanne a couple IVs, and it got her going better and the whole thing. And, you know, she got dehydrated, and then she had to go to the hospital and get another IV. I mean, she had a rough time. But, you know, relatively speaking, I mean, she's okay. But, but the doctor that came, and this guy was knowledgeable, and he hasn't had one person die. He hasn't had people that had to be hospitalized. He treats them, you know, he gets them early. That's the key. And he, you know, gives them, I don't know what he gave them, you know, it's different stuff. But, you know, a lot of vitamin C, a lot of vitamin D, you know, IVs, you know, a lot of vitamins, whatever. And he said, this is a doctor. Okay. This is a good doctor. Okay. And he says the viral load if you've had the vaccine or not had the vaccine, the viral load for spreading COVID is exactly the same, whether you've had the vaccine or not. So I don't understand why you got to go to a football game. You have to show your vaccine card. In these different stadiums, okay, you show your vaccine card. You can have you got a runny nose, and what are you going to think if you've already had the vaccine? What do you think if you got a runny nose? You know what you're going to think? You're going to think, oh, I just got a cold. Hey, chances are you don't just have a cold. Chances are you've got COVID, but you don't want to be tested. Because why don't you want to be tested? Why? Because I don't need to be tested. I had the vaccine. Second reason you don't want to be tested is because if you get tested, you get COVID, you're shut up for 13 days. So you don't want to do that. Or 10 days. You don't want to do that. So you don't want to get tested. And you think, hey, I just got a little cold. I'm fine. You know, you got COVID. You've got COVID and you got the vaccine. You're in the stadium and you're spreading it to, you know, who knows how many people. You're spreading it to this guy, and he's going to spread it to this guy, and he's going to spread it to that guy. It doesn't work. I mean, the whole thing doesn't work. I mean, the vaccine thing, it doesn't. It's a vaccine. So hopefully you don't get it so bad you have to go to the hospital. I think the whole thing with the vaccine is it's just trying not to clog up the hospitals. I think that's what the deal is. I mean, I don't understand what else it is, because it doesn't keep you from getting COVID. It doesn't keep you from spreading COVID. And people that think it does do not pay attention. It's just as simple as that. They don't pay attention. I mean, they're not paying attention. I went to Myrtle Beach for the World Golf Amateur, which is an absolutely fantastic event. There's 3,700 people there for this thing. Great event. And Myrtle Beach is a great place. So anyway, I'm there and I was, I had to get an Uber from the airport to the hotel. And the Uber flashes on there. If you want to go Uber, you got to wear a mask. Okay. So I'm like, okay, I got my mask on and I get in the car and, the driver's, you know, I'm like, you got your mask on? He said, oh yeah, you got to wear the mask. And he says, it doesn't do anything. I said, I know it doesn't do anything. He said, you know, it's just like, how can this mask do anything? And he said, people get in the car all the time. Okay. People get in the car all the time and they say, I've been vaccinated. And he goes, and this guy knows what's going on, the Uber driver. He said, and I had two Uber drivers said the same thing. He goes, everybody gets in my car and they say, oh, don't worry, I've been vaccinated. Like, people think because you've been vaccinated, you can't spread the COVID. That's not true. That is so false. It's not true at all. I think I gave it to a friend of mine. I didn't mean to give it to a friend of mine. I gave it to a friend of mine. He had a rough time. He was sick, but he's better now. But I mean, It is what it is. It's not good. There's no doubt about it. But I just don't get it. I don't get how people, I don't get how people can be that brainwashed on something that they actually think. I got friends that think, we got the vaccine. What? That doesn't do it. That's not going to keep you from getting COVID. It's not going to keep you from spreading COVID. You could have every single person at football stadium could have a vaccine card. You think that's going to keep the COVID from being there? It's not true. Just not true. Anyway, that's my COVID rant. That's my COVID story. I hope you don't get COVID, but here's what the doctor told me. Here's what the doctor told me. My doctor said the same thing that Keddie John, my man Keddie John from Atlanta, Keddie John told me this too, because Keddie John went and had a physical, and he said the same thing my doctor said. My doctor said this is the most contagious thing there is, and he said everybody's going to get COVID. And if you haven't had COVID, Keddie John's doctor said the same thing. If you haven't had COVID, you'll probably get it in the next 8 weeks. And I think a lot of people that say, oh, I think a lot of people who haven't had COVID, I think they probably had it and didn't know it. A lot of people. And, hopefully, they're okay. And hope everybody's going to be okay. I mean, it's not a good thing. I feel bad, but you know what? It's one of those things in life. And, you hope you don't get it, but chances are you're going to, and when you do, just deal with it, and hopefully you'll be okay. But I'm okay. Suzanne's okay. Henry never got it. He never got COVID. So that set me down for 2 weeks, and then we started the big move. So I got a story on that too to tell, but we'll save that for another day. Hope everybody has a great day. Thanks for listening. Sorry I've been gone, but I appreciate you hanging in there. And thanks again to the Great Predictor and Minnesota Tim for filling in for me. And I'm back and raring to go. So stay tuned for more Hank Haney Podcasts.
The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.